American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93 KHJ. We want to welcome in studio Abel, and here is Amin Fepuliai, Nelly Lisala, Miss Mosaoya of 2022. And this is the Festival of Arts and Humanities. So, Amin, Nelly, Taya Manwia, good to see both of you. Thanks for making the trip into the KHJ today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us today.
Good morning.
Hey,
thank
Nelly.
Thank you.
So, what are we talking about today?
Okay, today we came to talk about the Mosaoy festivities. It is called the Mosaoy Festival of Arts and Humanities 2023. We have a lot of activities lined up for the month of October, but our kickoff starts with the Mosaoy premiere, which is on Saturday.
Tomorrow? Or
No.
Which Saturday?
Saturday, September 30th.
I see, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because Mosaoy month is actually, it's October, not...
Yes,
okay.
October.
All right, so what will be featured at the premiere then?
At the premiere, we have the Outreach Workshop, which is open to the community, whoever would like to sign up. We have local artists that will be teaching and sharing their art skills and their artistic or cultural designs with the youth or with the community. We also have the Rotaract, who will be doing a swap meet. So if you're interested and want to sign up for the swap meet, here's a great opportunity to get rid of all those things in the,
yeah,
in the closets. And then we have an open karaoke towards the evening for the community. So, you know, if you want to come out. And then at the nighttime, we have a dance group from Samoa, Letiu Masalasala, who is led by one of our ABLE team, Itire Sala. And as well, we have local entertainers that will be there to perform.
And this is all just on the 30th at Utule Beach, right?
Yes, this is just one of the events.
But there's more happening next month, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to... I see that you've got a couple of things that are going on. Did you want to mention what those might be?
Yes, so there are a couple of events that will follow. So after our premiere on the 30th, we will have our Mosaoy Gala, our second annual Mosaoy Gala on the 14th of October. Due to popular demand, we are having it again this year. And so registration is open to all the different local artists here on island. If they want to submit an art piece, photography, pictures, paintings, and that they can submit it through online on our Mosaoy page. And to be able to be admitted to our gala, you have to buy a $20 ticket. So we are currently selling it at the Lila Lele shop at Lofo, inside Lofo. It's right across from Coco Bean, I believe. So yes, there we have our tickets sold there. And yes, that's about it you had to know. And oh, the location, we're not gonna have it at the Lee like we had it last year. We will be having it at the ASCC NPC Auditorium here at the college.
Okay, that's a great venue. Yeah, that's just as good, if not better than the Lee. So, and that'll be the 14th then, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and then you have something else the following week, right?
Yes. So after the Mosaoy Gala, we have the Mosaoy Cultural Day, which is an international performers and as well as the very first Le Mosaoy Siva competition, which was initiated from the governor's office.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. So this competition is for our high school, both public and private. We are finalizing the details in terms of the rewards for our schools. But each schools, if they do agree to participate, we're only looking for 30 students maximum. It's all about Samoan Siva. You will be competing in regards to the Siva...
The Siva Ma'ulu'ulu, like different categories, including the Siva Ma'ulu'ulu, the Sasa, Fatsaupati, I believe, and
then we have a contemporary Siva Samoa, and then we'll finish it off with a Tawalunga. And we are still working with the governor's office to finalize the details in terms of the rewards for our students, because we want to give back and show appreciation.
Well, you still got time to do that. That's not for like another 6 weeks, so plenty of time, yeah, to figure that out. So, all right. And then anything else to wrap it up for October?
So we're concluding all our events with our main event, which is the Miss Mosaoy Scholarship Pageant. And so, as we all know, I'm the reigning Miss Mosooi.
That's right.
And
yeah.
We are looking forward to promoting this pageant so that we can inspire and motivate more young women to, you know, continue with school, their education. And as we all know, before, Mosooi did emphasize on the resilience of our Samoan women, you know, from growing up, from being just girls in the kitchen to being leaders and, you know, people with the strength and intent to provide a better better future for not only themselves, but for their families. And so registration is open to all the young ladies who want to run and compete for the Miss Mosooi title. And we will finalize other details, and everything else will be posted on our Mosooi page.
Are there any requirements to enter the Miss Mosooi?
Yes. The main one, I mean, we do have several requirements, but the main one is the student must be currently enrolled in college, so they have to show proof if they are in school.
Okay, so it's for college students, not like high school students.
No, yeah.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. And it doesn't have, it's both local and off island or online, as long as they show proof that they're currently enrolled.
But they got to be a present student then, huh?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And then how does, like if they want to enroll, do they call you, or is there a Facebook page you want them to go on?
Yes. It's both on our Mosooi Festival Facebook page, as well as the ABLE Facebook page.
All right. And ABLE is, just so you know, it's Agency for Better Living Endeavors, folks, in case you hear us using that acronym. But that's what ABLE is. And this is, you guys have done this for a couple of years now, right?
Yes. Well, in terms of the Mosooi, we started last year revitalizing it. And then we intend to continue. Also, one thing I wanted to make note with the Miss Mosooi Scholarship Pageant is that for this year, just like how we did it back in the days, we're bringing the pageant outside to the community. So this will be an outdoor event, and it'll be held at the Utule Beach. So it will be nice to kind of see our community gather around to support these young ladies who have the courage to run for the pageant.
Yeah, that's impressive. Is Miss Mosooi, Nelly, like what all did that entail you doing? Like, did you get a scholarship?
Yes. So I got a scholarship, a $4,000 scholarship. So that really did help me with college when I graduated with my major in pre-law last year. And that also has...
Was that ASCC?
Yes, ASCC.
Great.
So, yes, recently.
So are you going to go to law school now?
Yes. I'm planning to next year.
Good for you.
Yes, after my reign, after serving my community.
Because we need attorneys here. That's in the news these days. Do you plan on coming back then after you?
Yes. Okay. I really, Mosooi has really inspired me to come back and to give back to my community.
Great. Well, that's excellent. Do you have a specific law that you intend to practice?
Environmental lawyer.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's a big demand for that. Great. All right. And Ammon, I didn't mean to get us off track. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add before we wrapped up today?
Yes. I wanted to thank the American Samoa government, as well as the American Samoa Humanities Councils. They are partnering up with ABLE for this year to make these events possible.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Ammon and Nelly and ABLE. Make sure to check out their Facebook page for all the details and the calendar of events. But the most pressing one is the Mosooi premiere, and that's on the September 30th, last day of the month. That's a Saturday, huh?
Yes.
At Utule Beach. So thank you both for coming on. Best of luck, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. You.
All right.
Thank
that's Ammon Fepuliai and Nelly Lisala, Miss Mosooi of 2022 from ABLE. Back in a sec.